News in brief, Russia has criticized U.S. unilateral sanctions against Iran as ineffective and dangerous. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexander Lukashevich has said sanctions against Iran create economic difficulties for the Iranian people and complicate the process of talks to resolve disputes over Iran's nuclear case. Oil prices are soaring towards $118 per barrel after the U.S. imposed new sanctions on key producer Iran. This is the highest level in several months. China's record imports for January are also believed to have contributed to the rising oil prices. Protesters opposed to U.S. deadly drone strikes disrupt Senate confirmation hearing of CIA chief nominee Don Brennan. As he was delivering his opening remarks, anti-war protesters shouted slogans against U.S. drone attacks. They accused Brennan of involvement in policies that result in the deaths of children. At least 29 people have died and many others have been wounded in a spate of bomb attacks in Baghdad and central Iraq. The bombings included two explosions in a busy bird market in Baghdad and twin car blasts in the town of Shamali, south of the capital. A planned general strike has begun in Tunisia. The strike comes as tens of thousands are expected to take part in the funeral of a leftist opposition leader who was killed recently. The strike's being called by the General Union of Tunisian Workers. At least 350 residents near Japan's disaster-hit Fukushima nuclear plant will file a lawsuit against the government to seek damages. The plaintiffs plan to seek 50,000 yen in compensation for every month they've been displaced by the disaster that occurred in March 2011. Scores are missing after a ferry carrying over 100 people capsized in a river in central Bangladesh. Around 40 have been rescued by locals, but officials have said more than 50 are still unaccounted for. The cause of the accident is not clear. And Los Angeles police are looking for an ex-policeman suspected to have launched a vendetta killing against his former colleagues and their families. The suspect, identified as 33-year-old Christopher Dorner, has already killed three people, including the daughter of a retired police captain.